days ago, England were completely written off by anybody here. You wouldn't have given them a chance. But that man that's got £5 on at 500 to one, he'll be chewing his fingernails right now. I believe he's up the ground too. Well, no. And swinging wildly at this one. He tossed a lot of over the bowler's head and missed it completely. Well, Bright has done had many great innings with this character for the state of Victoria, but he'll probably need to play the best of his life if he's going to pull Australia out of this. 38 runs wanted. 8 wickets are down. 92 runs on the board. Bright is 9. So is Lily. Now all going away from us. Starts to go in now. This ball, Bright pulls it well, and it's 4 runs. That's a nice shot. He got it in behind that, and it was short enough for him to do it. He tilted it away towards a little bit of boundary, and that's 4 more to make him now 13 and 34 runs wanted. He picked it up very quickly. It was short, and he got in behind it. The height was just right for him, and he middled it. Must have been very close to getting standing in there at short forward square leg. Fortunately for him, it missed it. He hit that very well indeed. So Bright has gone to 13. It's 96 for 8. Tension mounting now, as long as these two can stay there. And I don't know much about Alderman's batting, but I hear he hasn't got a great reputation as such, but he's not there as yet. And Alder's bowling to Bright, and Bright turns him on the onside, going well forward, a ball on about middle and off. A little across the line, but he's well forward to it. I think he was trying to work it on the onside. He did all that, but hit it straight to Dilly. So Bright 13, Lily 9, 8 wickets for 96. And Dyson out for 34. Wood 10. Chappell 8. Hughes, Bright, Yallop all failed to score. Border 4, Marsh 1. And in goes Old again. Now to bowl to Bright. Bright swings it hard and high and is going up towards the mid wicket boundary. I doubt if it'll reach it. They've run through for 1, and it does. Out of my sight, then it bounced over.
It hit high out of my sight.
There's a roof that cuts us off as the ball locks it, but he lifted that. Well, judging for the fieldsman's action, they look to me to be going looking for a catch, but it certainly went well out of their reach. 2 fours of this over so far, and Earl is on his way now to bowl to Bright. Bright plays it on the onside. He tried to put it on the onside. It went off the edge of his bat. He'll take 2 from it. He goes, yes, 2. As Boycott comes into field and the return's on its way. But he throws Bright. 10 off the over. 102 runs on the board for 8 wickets. 28 runs wanted. Time for me to hand over to Henry Blofield. But Bright is on 17 and Lily 9. I'll leave you with Trevor and then it'll be Henry.
Well, this is the sort of situation which this is cricket at its very best. 28 to win, 2 wickets to fall. A definite result must be achieved this afternoon. The excitement is intense. You can feel it round the ground. And this is after 5 days. This is when Test cricket really hits the highest level possible. Perfect entertainment. No one really knows quite for certain what's going to happen. And so much at stake. 2-0 down or 1-1 in the series. It's a marvellous situation, Henry. It really is. The only thing I'm worried about is how many people are going to shorten their lives.
Well, I know. I mean, if you wrote this, no one would believe it, would they, in fiction? Well, it's Bob Willis from the Kirkstall Lane end, running in furiously, 6 wickets beneath his belt. He gets there now. He bowls. Lily pushes forward. It goes off the outer half of the bat, in the air for a moment, down into the gully where Ian Botham fields. And now, of course, Brayley has to be a little conscious of runs. We've got 2 third men. There's Old, very fine third man for the one over or through the slips. Dilly is a little wider. 2 slips to gully, a cover, a mid-on, backward square leg, Peter Willey, and fine leg, Jeff Boycott. Willis back at his mark. Lily waiting for him in his dark green crash helmet. Bat raised. Willis is up to the mark now. He bowls it short and very well cut that. Beautifully cut by Lily. Will it go through for 4? I can't see it. It's gone through for 4. It was a lovely late cut. He placed it absolutely right between the 2 third men. The television cameras are in between me and it, so to speak. One couldn't see exactly where it was going, but it was a lovely stroke played between second slip and gully. 24 to win, 106 for 8. And really, it is getting incredibly exciting. It got incredibly exciting. Willis walks back, through the Kirkstall Lane end. He turns now, polishing the ball, and here he comes. Hands together, they break free, arms going like pistons. He's up to the stumps. He bowls to Lilly. Lilly goes back, plays a short one down in front of him, and Gower comes in from cover and fields. And Lilly walks away towards square leg, a little conscious of the hurt in his arms. He had that nasty one from old, two overs ago. He bends at the knees before taking guard again. An assortment of paper bags blow across behind the slips. And Willis walks back into the far distance. A purposeful walk. Scratches his nose, turns, polishing the ball. Hands together now, and here he comes. Her shoulders forward, accelerating up to the wicket in a sprint now. He bowls. Lilly steps away. Cuts. Four runs, that'll be, I think. Dilly is after it. I don't know if he's going to get that. Can we? No, he's not. It goes into the boundary. And another four to Dennis Lilly. A perfectly good square cut. 110 for 8, Australia. These two have now put on 35 runs. Lilly goes to 17, Bright is 19, and Australia need 20 runs to win. Well, they could have been fairly decisive runs. Could they not, Trevor, those?
Oh, I mean, we're starting to chew our nails in here. Imagine what it's like in that Australian dressing room. How about the poor bat person going in next? 20 to win. Oof, marvellous.
I should think the England fielders there are feeling just a little bit edgy. Some of them may be wanting to run into the smallest room in the dressing room at this moment. As here comes Willis, in, bowls to Lilly. Lilly hits his knee, he's in the court, I think. No, yes, he is. He's caught by Gatting at mid-on. He tripped that one up. Gatting ran in, caught it low down on the ground as he fell forward. They all go round Gatting. Bob Taylor comes jumping in, congratulates him. Lilly is out. Caught Gatting, bowled Willis for 17. Australia are 110 for 9. And Willis has now taken 7 wickets.
Evening, the 7th
test in 6-30. Well, that was the wicket England were getting desperate about. Lilly and Bright had been very sensibly putting their bats to the ball. Runs had been coming at an uncomfortable rate, Trevor.
Yes, they play very sensibly. They play very well, these two. I think it illustrates, yet again, that this Australian batting side, their actual batsmen, are a little bit fragile. The England bowlers have bowled very well indeed. And 20, one must fancy one's chances now of winning with number 11 in, 20 runs to win. But it's a fast-scoring ground. Anything could really happen, but I would now fancy very strongly England.
Well, Alderman, the last man, in a rather ghostly, eerie-looking white crash helmet. His average in first-class cricket is 6. His highest score on this tour is 12. He's had the highest score of his life in first-class cricket is 26, not out. And now Brearley is arranging the field. A bit of a roar from the crowd. I think that may have been directed at Jeff Boycott, who's down here at fine leg. Willis is going to bowl to Alderman, and we have 4 slips, a square third man, cover, forward short leg, backward square leg saving the one, and Boycott at fine leg. And here is Willis, running in from the Kirkstall Lane end, 110 for 9. He bowls to Alderman. Alderman somehow gets into line with that, pushes out rather shakily on the offside. Gower fields at cover, gives Willis a little clap. The end of the over, he's taken 7 wickets now in this inning, 7 for 43 at a guess. And the score is 110 for 9. Bright is 19, who will now face Botham, who's come back in place of old at this football end. Alderman has naught, and Australia need 20 to win.
Yes, well, you can't. I mean, when you think that if Botham hadn't played this inning, Willis wouldn't have bowled in this inning. There wouldn't have been an Australian second innings, which Willis has had this tremendous spell, which obviously puts him straight into the next 2 test matches. There was a very fair chance that he might not have been playing in the next test if Botham hadn't bowled. In fact, actually, Botham, all the England bowlers, apart from Botham, should be buying Botham drinks because he's given them a chance.
Well, yes, actually, slipping
the whole side.
Slipping in a few tenners, I should And it's going to be Botham now. His seventh over of the innings. He's got taken 1 for 14 so far. He got the first wicket when he had Wood caught behind by Taylor. He's going to bowl to Bright, and we have a very far-flung field. Long off, deep cover, third man, fine leg, backward square leg, mid-wicket. Somewhere behind these television cameras, yes, Chris Old down here at long on. Just two slips up, closes. Botham comes in, bowls to Bright. Bright carves at that outside the off stump, doesn't get a touch. Through it goes to Bob Taylor. Botham flexes his muscles. 110 for 9, Australia. They need 20 to win. They have 1 wicket to 4. That is what England need to win, to take 1 wicket. Bright, a very resolute batsman, almost an all-rounder. He has a first-class 100 to his name. Victoria against Tasmania last winter. Here he is, Botham, in. Bowls now to Bright. Bright's hit on the foul field for LBW. Not out. They go through for a leg bye as Gooch runs from second slip to square cover. That was, I should think, Trevor, going down the leg side.
Oh, yes. Missing quite comfortably. Going well down the leg side. 19 to win. Another conference. Very tense. It's a lovely situation. It's 19. It's really extreme stuff, this.
And just a steady Australian nerve. 1-1-1 for 9. Nelson.
Yes.
So, Alderman takes strike now for Botham. The field, when it sorted itself out, I will give it to you. 3 slips we're going to have. A third man, cover, extra cover, saving the 1. Mid on, square leg, just backward of square, saving 1. And a fine leg, Willis, on the boundary. And here's Botham. In now to Alderman. He's up to the wicket now. He bows. Alderman drives, misses, outside the off stump. Goes through to Taylor. There was just a moment when one wondered whether Taylor was going to throw the ball aloft. It's impossible to see whether he'd got the nick or not. He wasn't all that far away from that one. What a moment this is. Yesterday, at about this time, England were 135 for 7, 92 runs behind Australia. Doomed, sinking fast. Here's Botham in. Bowls to Alderman. Alderman comes forward. He's out. Oh, he's dropped. He is dropped by Old at third slip. He came forward. Drove, the ball was sliced off the face, and it was into Old's hands by his ankles and out again at third slip. Well, what a moment to drop a catch. Yes, he came forward, down by his right boot top, got it in both hands, and it spilled out. 111 for 9 the score, 19 for Australia to win, 1 wicket for England to win. Botham bowls to Alderman again, who comes forward. Plays out on the offside, boycott at a very wide mid-off field, and there's no run there. Not a great moment, Trevor, to drop a catch.
I'm not honestly sure whether it quite carried.
You didn't think it? I thought, sorry, I'm doing an injustice. I thought it went...
Well, I wouldn't be absolutely certain, but it was one of those difficult ones. I may be doing him an injustice. Not certain.
Here comes Botham. In again. Bowls to Alderman. Alderman goes back. That's in the air. Oh, that was a catch, I think, also to Old. To Old's left. He got a left hand to it. Low down. And the ball rolled out. Well, well, well. 111 for 9 at the end of that over. A chance and a half to Old. Bright is 19. Alderman, the lucky man, has yet to score. And still, Australia need 19 to win. Still, England need to take 1 wicket to win themselves and bring the series level at 1-1.
No question about the second one. Low down to his left hand. It had been a marvellous catch, but it certainly was one in this situation which you want to hold on to, because it's only 19, a couple of fours, and it gets a bit tight. It's a bit tight now.
Oh, dear, dear. Pulse rates. I wonder how many heart attacks around the country. People watching this on television, listening to it over the radio.
Most of the Australian side, very much inside the dressing room, can't watch.
Well, I don't. Could you watch?
I don't blame them.
Were you good at watching in this situation?
No, not watching. Playing, yes, not watching.
Well, it's Willis now. Willis to Bright. Bright is 19. Australia 111 for 9. 19 short of victory. Here's Willis in. Bowls to Bright. Bright bowls! And little stands out of the ground. England have won. They've won by 18 runs. Willis runs around, punching the air. The boys invade the ground. And the players run helter-skelter for the pavilion. Well, what a finish.
Bright bowled Willis for 19. Willis has taken 8 wickets for 43, the best ever by an English bowler here at Headingley against Australia. His best in his Test career, in his entire career too. 8 for 32, I beg his pardon. But a phenomenal performance by Bob Willis, and Australia all out for 111. England have won by 18 runs, and one of our friends will be collecting a princely sum from the betting tent. Trevor, what an end.
Tremendous. A marvellous game of cricket, and a terrific swing back to England. A superb bit of bowling by Bob Willis. 8 wickets, you can't ask for more than that. And once again, one can only say it's a funny old game, this. Because yesterday, if Botham and Dilley and then Old hadn't added those runs, Willis would never have been able to bowl. He wouldn't have had anything to bowl at. He wouldn't have been on the field. Australia would have won by an innings. But he's come back. Australia struggled. I don't think they batted very well or very sensibly, but let's give credit to the England bowlers. I thought Mike really handled the side superbly. There's no two ways about that. He never made a mistake. He changed his bowlers correctly. They responded very well indeed. And Willis, well, 8 wickets, you can't ask for more than that.